Patrick. Thank you for joining us on Carrick Football. Kingy, Benny Cass and Jace Doherty up in the EJ Witten box. Firstly, how was that for a first competitive hit out in terms of an opposition for you?
It's been good, guys. It's been nice to have an opposition to actually play against. You spend, you know, the whole summer playing against yourselves, and whilst I love playing against Tom Stewart, you can barely get a kick, so it's nice to have an opposition to play against that you can crash into.
What are we reading? Do you spending a little bit more time forward during that match simulation?
Well, I'm about 2 months off 35, boys, so you get to time your run.
So is that the future for you? Is that what the rest of your career looks like, that there'll be more time forward of the footy than inside the centre square?
Yeah, certainly in the next 5 years, I think. I think it's spend a bit more time down there, less centre bounces, and no, I think so. It's always a bit of both, but certainly a bit more forward to start off with, but it's sort of pretty fluid, to be honest.
What's impressed you about what you've seen? I know it's match simulation, we're three quarters in and we can't get too overhyped about what we're seeing, but is there something you've seen that you've liked?
Yeah, I've loved our goal kicking today. I thought we finished off really well in front of goal.
Are you going to give me a serious answer, Patrick?
Probably not. It's February. I've loved the look of Big Sully down there, Connor Sullivan. He's looked terrific. He's had a great summer. His intercept marking, you know, he's got some wonderful players to learn off down there. And at times last year, he'd just run off for the sake of running, but he's getting his balance right, and he's playing big, which is important when you're, you know, 198, 199 and a key defender. So I've liked the look of him. Some of our smalls have been impressive. It's been wonderful to see Baz playing footy for the hoops for the first time. But we're still a work in progress, obviously. There's rust this early on in the season, but there's been some nice positives, and Teddy Closey is another one. Like, he'll bring intensity no matter whether it's September or February. So there's been some nice pieces, I think, throughout today.
Paddy, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us. Any chance you explode down the race round one with the Bailey Smith headband on?
What about that,
it's
honestly?
It's
like a bed sheet.
I said to him, wax on, wax off. He had no idea what I was talking about, so I didn't even bother to explain it, boys.
We heard Steve Hocking on earlier before the game talking about the transition of the team, and is that something you've noticed? He was talking about how just sort of getting that balance right. It may take a little bit of time, but you've got a nice mix of young and old now.
Yeah, we do. I think, you know, for the old players, they're never going to be one to say, all right, it's your turn to take over. You've got to come and get it. I think that's been such a hallmark of Geelong over a long period of time. You've got to earn your stripes as a young player. And that philosophy, I think, has held us in a really good period of competitiveness. And our younger players understand that. So it's sort of, you know, the last 3 months, it's been on for young and old. So if you're good enough, you'll get an opportunity, but it won't be given. And there's some young players that have really earned it over the summer. And we're sort of seeing those little green shoots, if you will, in these first three quarters of footy.
Paddy, Jason Doherty up here as well. And we're just talking about Mitch Nevitt in the second and third quarters then. One of those boys you're talking about who has to earn his spot and looks like he's done a lot of work in the pre-season.
Yeah, he does. He looks like Dolph Lundgren, I reckon. None of their young players knew who that was, so I had to explain it to them once again. But he's had a great summer. He's filled out. He spent a lot of time, you know, early on playing sort of lateral, half-forward wings. I see him as that inside mid. We've sort of seen today. He's got some great work that he does inside. And I think there's a really positive season on the horizon for him.
Have you had to change up your humour, Paddy, now that you've got a bit older? Because some of the gags seem to be flying, whizzing over a few players' heads.
No one laughs in our change rooms, bar about three players. But I've picked my audience with you blokes because you're around the same age.
Who are your three blokes that laugh?
Reece,
Mitch.
Blitz and Mitch. Yeah. Stewie.
Paddy, you obviously had a little bit of fun with the media, probably with me, just with the captaincy question before Christmas. You were always going to captain Geelong this year.
No, to be honest, my answer, it was based around what's best for the footy club. And if the footy club wants to go in a different direction, I think that's important as a player, that you never just lasso yourself to a role and say, yeah, I want to do it. Because it puts the footy club, I think, in a bit of an awkward situation should they wish to go in a different direction. So that's sort of why I answered it the way that I did. And I've got huge energy for the role, but I'm also understanding that this is an ever-evolving group and it is changing. And I don't want to get in the way of progression. I want to be a part of it, but I don't want to get in the way of it. And that's sort of, you know, why I tailored the answer the way that I did.
Paddy, we've got to let you go because we can't actually eke into any of the playing time. So we appreciate you taking some time to have a chat to us. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night in the Comm Series and, of course, opening round against the Brisbane Lions.
All the best. Thanks, guys.